And we're rolling.
Thursday,
what's the date? Does it matter?
August 1st. Happy August.
August Day. Woo! Does it matter?
I don't know.
What is August 1st?
I think today is something.
It's always National Something Day.
Isn't it like Colorado's birthday?
That I don't know. I should know.
I think so.
Well, happy birthday to you, Colorado, if
happy
that's
true. Happy birthday
to
you, Colorado. I'm pretty sure I heard that this morning on the way into work.
If you were a regular DJ, you would know because of prep that would say, today is National Socks Day, or one of those things, because there's always some national day
and
or month.
And there's food day every day.
This has been hot dog month, right? July has been hot dog month.
Oh, is that it?
I think so.
My cousin works for Associated Wholesale Grocers.
Mm-hmm.
She does their social media.
Right.
And she was telling me, she's like, there is a freaking day for every food. I was like, I know, I love those days. Happily Chocolate Cake Day. And she's
Woo-hoo!
Like, yeah, it's part of my job. It's not as fun.
So she has to know those days
yes.
or months to help stock grocery stores for that?
I guess. Well, no, she monitors their social media and makes sure they're being hip.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you given up on becoming somebody's social media director? Because at one point you were talking about, hey, you know, I could tweet for a living. Hey, I could tweet for somebody.
I guess because I now have a job that keeps me fairly busy most days,
uh-huh.
I don't have time to think about, well, I could be doing this, because I'm pretty happy. As long as my day is busy and goes by and isn't too stressful, I'm good.
Do you have days that you feel stressed that you can't think of anything to tweet or put as a status?
Have you not noticed the drop-off since I got the job at MozTech?
No, not really.
Oh. Thanks for noticing.
Well, I know that you still post, but I'm just saying, in general, do you ever have like, oh, I can't think of anything today.
Yeah.
I can't be creative. They're going to judge me like, you're not as funny as you used to be.
Or you're not, for me, it's you're not as positive. That's why I think, oh, I better not post that. That's kind of negative because you never know. I could die in a car wreck 5 minutes later and the last thing I posted was
something,
negative.
Something angry?
Mm-hmm.
What
I've
do you think?
I've seen that happen.
Have you?
Yes.
Who? Where? Yeah.
Well, it wasn't super negative, but my cousin just passed away in a car wreck last week. Not close cousin, no awes or sad or anything. I hadn't seen him in years, like
yeah.
a decade. And I pulled up his Facebook, and he was complaining about how people post mundane things, and then there were comments under it that were kind of
negative,
vulgar, and yes.
Wow. I remember now that you say that, I remember you telling me about that.
Yes.
I apologize for...
Oh, no, you're fine. I just don't want people to be like, oh. But I really didn't know him.
But it wasn't something bad like, life just sucks. I wish I could find a way out.
No. Like but imagine if that would have been.
That would have been horrible.
It could be our time, any time. And now that social media is such a big part, do you want the last thing you post to be like a fat joke about Oprah?
If it was funny, yes.
I knew you
if
were going to say
funny,
that.
If it was funny, I would, yeah. You know, the last thing he posted was like the funniest joke.
What
about,
a way to exit.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about each of us dying. That kind of makes me sad. But I try and keep it positive on Facebook and Twitter. And when I'm stressed or I've got a lot of work stuff on my mind, I'm not happy butterfly pink stars girl. I'm kind of like life focus. Get it.
You're in pink right now. You have...
I own a lot of pink.
You own a lot of pink. Matter of fact, my sister gave you for your birthday a pink mug tumbler thing with bling and the letter J on
it.
So now people know that they just have to buy you...
I'm easy to shop for.
Pink stuff.
Yeah, October. That's when you should stock up on Janet stuff because it's the Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Uh-huh.
And everything is sold in pink.
Do you think you'll ever get tired of pink?
I did a few years ago. When I was 27, so, dang, 5 years ago.
That long ago?
Yeah. I went through a phase where I'm like, I think this pink needs to be retired, and I went through a red phase.
Uh-huh.
Where I changed my whole entire office at work from pink to red and black.
Did people notice that
yes.
you didn't?
Oh, yes.
They're like, what happened to your pink?
Yeah. My boss was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I just think it's a little immature. And
now you're back to being immature.
Hi. I'm back. Is it obnoxious to you?
No, I was just wondering because everybody knows.
You would tell me, right?
Yeah, like our friend Nora sent you some sunglasses.
Right.
Just said, I saw these pink sunglasses.
Right.
And they were so you.
Yes, and we're going back up to see them this weekend, so you need to remind me to bring $10.
Yes. Now, do you ever do you know anybody else in your life that is kind of the same way? That if you can just buy them something with owls on it, they're happy. Or do you? Is there somebody that's got some other theme in their life? That,
maybe not to my extent. But like I know my friend Ashley from Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. She loves anchors. She likes anything nautical.
That's because she likes being tied up with rope.
You wish you knew that. And I know that about her. So, like, I see anything nautical, I'm like, oh, Ashley.
What got her down the nautical path?
I don't know. Being I really don't up? Know. Will you stop? Joey's going to come kick your butt. Yeah, I don't. Do you know anyone else with that?
Uh-uh. I know people that are, you could buy them rock stuff. Like, they're into rock and roll. You know,
right.
You could buy them rock t-shirts
well,
or rock glasses.
Well, there you go. That's similar.
But not as much as...
But I have other things, like skulls and, like, cross pistols. People associate that with me. Someone just posted on my Facebook wall this, like, cake with skulls on it. And she's like, I think you would like this. And I was like, yes. Yes, I would.
So if they could find something
pink. Skull cross pistol with glitter... Dang, dang.
Heaven! Boom, boo! You're trying to pick up the dog here while we're doing the podcast.
So she doesn't join in on this podcast.
And bark constantly. Mm. The dog and the cat, are you typically down podcast or down here in the studio?
Basement.
Podcast's eating.
Podcast's eating?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I found a story that I gave to you about cats. Now, scientists are studying to find out if they can actually understand what cats are saying when they meow. Do you believe that they will ever figure out what cats?
No.
No?
No. And I don't think, like, I can pretend, oh, yeah, Pooh Bear, I love you too when she meows at me. Or, oh, are you hungry? Yes. Yes, you are. Oh, you want to be brushed? Yes. But she's constantly meowing. I just turn it into, I don't know why I do it.
Uh-huh.
I just make myself feel better.
That you're
this is
that
my
like
cat, and I'm communicating with her, but there's no way in hell.
Well, did you take a look at, did you glance at the story?
Yeah, and they're saying that, you know, there could be a chance if you lived and stuff with a cat, but most of it is just chance.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like if it's your kid or your baby, you understand what that child is. Bah, 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 bah.
Right,
oh, he
that
wants,
does happen.
He wants his, like,
yeah.
And I think it's kind of like that with maybe a cat. If you live, meow, 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 oh, it's hungry, you know.
Well,
you
I know when Pooh Bear's meowing, she wants something.
That cat meows all the time.
She wants something all the time.
Well, she's fat and she needs food
it's
or
not
petting
always food.
Or scrubbing.
It's petting, scrubbing. Will you stop calling her fat? She's lost weight since we moved here.
She has. But now back to the story. What does it say that the scientists are doing?
So to test for possible functional referentality in a common domestic cat or Felis catus vocalization, the authors conducted two experiments to examine whether human participants could classify meow sounds recorded from 12 different cats in 5 behavioral contexts. In experiment one, participants heard single calls, whereas in experiment two, bouts of calls were of calls were presented. In both cases, classification accuracy was significantly above chance, but modestly so. Accuracy for bouts exceeded that for single calls. Overall, participants performed better in classifying individual calls if they have lived with, interacted with, and had general affinity for cats. So are they saying that these people could understand that, yes, that's my cat?
Right. That's what I think it is. It's, you know, your cat. Like the other day, you and I were talking about Podcat, Pooh Bear. You said barks at birds.
Right.
And
she does.
And you know that it's a bird by the sound that
she makes.
Mm-hmm.
And it says these results provide little evidence of suggesting instead that meows are nonspecific, somewhat negatively toned stimuli that attract attention from humans. With experience, human listeners can become more proficient in inferring positive affect states from cat meows. That's all science jumbo.
In other words, they really can't say for sure that cats talk to each other through their meows.
I think it's just like them saying, hey, 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 hey.
But don't
pay attention to me.
They think dogs communicate, though, through barks.
Do they?
Yeah, I've heard that certain barks and tones and the rapid barks, because you hear them through the neighborhood. You know, at night, right. One dog will bark like, "I'm over here, I'm over here," and the two dogs bark. It's kind of like they through the neighborhood. They kind of do.
But what about butterflies? She's constantly.
Well, she's just saying, "I am annoying, and you should open the door and let me run away."
Oh my gosh, you are have been on a butterfly hate trip the last couple days.
She pooped in the house.
Nobody she poops wants in the house a dog all the time.
Nobody wants a dog that poops in the house.
Jenna Marbles admitted on her last video that her dog always poops in the house.
Always?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's the gray one, not Marbles.
Oh, I know who you talk. I know the dogs. I love the dogs on Jenna Marbles' show.
Marbles and
I can't.
Dang it! I know. I'm the same way.
I know the dogs. Somebody right now is shouting at the listening.
Yeah, they're like, we know.
It's Mr. No.
I keep wanting to say Mr. too. Oh,
should
wow.
I stop and Google and come
no,
back?
No, carry Want, on.
You Google while we're...
I have a question.
Yeah, what is it?
Why do they make different food for cats and dogs?
Because they're two different animals. You don't feed Italian food to Mexican people. I don't even know what that means.
Really?
Well, I just think really? It's always funny that you see things like on a building that just say Chinese food, Mexican food, and then you go in the store and it'll say dog food, parakeet food. It's like,
right.
Is this just what you feed these?
As people, I can be like, I'm craving Italian food, so I want to find an Italian-specific restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But dogs and cats, we've seen it. The dogs will eat the cat food.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the balanced diet for, like, is there too much zinc in it? Do cats need more iron? Do you know what I mean? Do dogs need more protein than, do they use more fish in cat food than they use in beef? But that's a good question, though. Anybody out there that knows the answer, we would love
Kermit.
To hear from you. Kermit! Kermit! That's what she always says, Kermit. She's looking at Jenna Marbles' other dog.
It's Kermit it's Marbles and Mr. Marbles.
Yeah. God, thanks for...
Yeah. So I was just feeding the cat and scooping her litter, and I was like, why? Because I was watching for the dog to run in there and eat her food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why do we buy four different types of food, three for the dogs and one for the cat, when they all will eat the same damn thing?
Well, I've started buying different foods for the dogs, if you've noticed. Maybe my sister noticed when she was babysitting for us while we were out of town, is that there's the little soft...
Yes.
Bags of food, and then there's the hard, crunchy, because the little one doesn't like big chunks of
right.
dog food. So I'm thinking I should just go ahead and start buying all
cat
small
food?
Dog.
Oh.
Just all small dog, because the big dog,
will
Moon
eat
Pie,
anything.
Will eat anything.
Actually, he prefers bread.
Right. Which is not nutritionally good for the...
We're bad
They
parents.
Do eat a lot of... We should put them on a no-carbs diet.
Do you realize how unhappy... He loves me so much more now that I introduced him to bread.
You're like a damn pusher. You just gave him bread, and now he wants to go outside, but doesn't do anything. He just goes out the door to come back in to go, I went out. Where's my bread? Went outside. Where's my bread?
But it's not like he's gaining weight.
Well, that's true.
It excites him. Not at his age, not a lot of things excite him.
Is there an Atkins diet for dogs?
I don't. I think that's probably safe. Because, yeah. So we were thinking about doing the Atkins diet, but you have commitment issues.
I do. I want to do it.
It's one of those diets where if you're going to do it, you got to stick to it. Because if you don't, you're going to gain all the weight back.
Well, my pal and rock star buddy, Vinnie Paul.
Yes.
The drummer for Pantera and Hell Yeah. He's been doing a no-carbs diet.
Right, which is Atkins.
And he's lost a lot of weight and just said he's great. He said he feels better and healthier and has more energy and all kind of stuff. But I just can't imagine not eating carbs. I can't imagine. I mean, we both like macaroni. We both like rice.
Like, we would have to get rid of it.
It would just have to. And what do you eat if it's... I haven't looked at the Atkins book
beans,
yet.
Beans, protein.
Just
meat,
eat beans, meat.
A lot of protein. Some vegetables are okay carb-wise.
Like what? Because I don't eat a lot of vegetables.
That's why I asked for the book.
Okay.
Corn is not good for you. Why do we have so much damn corn in this house?
Corn is not good for you?
No, because it's really, it's got a lot of sugar in it, and sugar's bad for Atkins dieters.
I didn't know that. I buy a lot of corn because I like corn.
And you don't need it.
I just bought two. I bought microwavable corn.
We have corn in the Lazy Susan. We have corn in the pantry.
Well, you don't really, you don't really look before you cook. You need to look before you cook.
No, I just try to avoid corn because it's so, it's not the healthiest vegetable for you.
I wonder if other people are like us that they don't actually look in the cabinets before they, because I know I don't. I'm teasing you about look before you cook. But I'll just be like, oh, I think I'll just make some sausage and I'll wrap it in some bread. And that'll be dinner. Instead of opening up the cabinets, which our Lazy Susan is about to crash over.
I do a lot of, and you're like, this is what, where'd you get this recipe? Out of my butt? Because that's what I do. I look and see what we have and throw it together. Do I not do that?
Sometimes. But now you're just complaining about all the corn that I have, and I know there's a bunch of beans.
So I have to eat corn just because you keep buying it?
Yes. Yes. I think we should, and I think most people should, stop buying food until you've eaten everything in the house.
Okay, fine.
Just
it's
eat.
On.
We eat everything that's in the house.
I will buy diet soda and bottled water and Malibu rum, and that's it.
Because of the alcohol problem?
I don't have an alcohol problem. What the hell?
I'm teasing you. I'm teasing. But don't you think, I wonder how long do you think we could, because look, think
for
about the cabinet in the fridge.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not be the best, but like tonight we're having beans and corn. And.
Yep. We're going to do it.
You think we could do it?
Yeah.
I know we've talked.
We're going to start with the weekend, and we're not buying any dang food for our trip. We're just going to eat whatever.
No, we've got to buy food
for
the trip.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We have plenty of food in cans that can travel to the mountains.
Well, that is true. Mm-hmm. You want to start that? You want to see how?
We're going to do it. We're going to document it on this show.
That we're going to eat everything. We'll take pictures. We'll put them on the.
Yes.
I know we on Podbean, you can actually put up pictures on the page.
Right.
So we could document or on our Facebook.
Wrinkled
sheets.
Yes.
We could put up and take a picture before and during and empty cabinets to see if we actually make it.
Right. And you've got a lot of hot stuff to eat. Because I don't eat hot stuff.
Well, you won't eat the hot stuff.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
Because there's... I'll just have hot stuff by myself. I can't eat a whole can of hot stuff. She's coming back from letting the cat out of the bathroom. She has to go close the bathroom door to let the cat in so he can eat because the little dog, Butterfly, will run and eat poop. See? The dog wants to eat what's already in the house. It doesn't need to buy anything new.
Okay, we're done buying food. I gotcha. I hear you loud and clear.
I'm not, because you know I do the same thing.
I know. You go to the store and you're like, I want this. Or I get a craving.
I do too.
And I'm like,
I'm walking the store. Mm-hmm. I can go to the store the other day I went just for socks and ended up getting
$100 worth of food
because I walk by and I go, oh look, crab legs are on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then we go on like phases where we're like, we're just gonna eat salad.
So I can do that. I can do that though. I love salad.
Well, let's empty out the whole kitchen by eating. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just buy salad from that point
because we've got Hawaiian pancake mix with Hawaiian syrup. We've never even opened yet.
I think we might have to buy milk to make that. We could use water.
But that could be a meal in itself, right? Hawaiian pancakes.
Right.
What are you having for dinner tonight? Hawaiian macadamia pancakes.
Right. I love breakfast for dinner.
I do too.
Love it.
My parents used to do that all the time.
So did mine. I think it's when we ran out of other stuff.
Is that what it is? Or I thought it may have just been a Southern thing. Like,
oh, really?
You know what? I'm just going to scramble up some eggs for dinner tonight. And we'll
are there any Waffle Houses in New York?
I don't think so. I posted on Facebook the picture of Diamond and I, my favorite waitress at the Waffle House, and people from all over were saying, I Googled, we don't have Waffle House in California, and we don't have Waffle House in such and such. I was shocked to find
out
that Waffle
American.
House isn't everywhere.
They need to have a bar.
No, that's the reason you go to Waffle House.
I know. The last time we went was after Miranda. Boy, I was obnoxious that night.
Were you?
You were there and sober.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you still love me. Yay.
So I'll get a question for you. I thought of this today. I was giving me a look. This is just a weird, this is going to be a weird, random kind of thing.
I like your random kind of things.
the other day when I was walking in Target, I walked past the automotive aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get excited. When I was in high school, I used to get excited about stuff on the automotive aisle.
You did?
Yeah. Because they always had stuff, just this weird aftermarket stuff, like glow-in-the-dark flowers that you stick on your dashboard. Or, you know what I mean? They had all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like the compass that would go on your dash. Or
yes,
the,
yes.
They had all that kind of stuff. You know, air fresheners that attach to your vent but look like...
But they break your vent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've got the steering wheel covers or the floor mats that match the seat covers. Did you ever buy any of that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. I had, like, the steering wheel cover with the matching seat thing.
You did?
All leopard, yeah. And then I had, like, the little trash bag thing that you put in that had a cup holder attached to it. Yeah.
A cup holder on the trash bag?
Yeah. It, like, popped out from the side, and so you put your drink there and then put any trash in the little trash bag.
So it wasn't just me. It,
yes.
I'm trying to decide if that's kind of an, I don't, is it kind of a white trashy thing?
Nope.
Because
I did it.
I know, but I say, but I did it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was one of those things. I just don't see anybody putting that in their BMW.
Right. I was just going to say in their Lexus. That's funny.
But I always think of, you know, like us, but like I'm getting the pinstriping kit.
I'm going to decorate my trashy car.
Yeah.
It must be because you take, like mine was a Geo Metro. Not a super awesome car, but I made it pretty.
Right, you decorate. You get a cheaper car and you sort
of
decorate
it. I got the little Tommy Hilfiger air fresheners from Walmart.
Did you put a deer whistle on your hood?
I had two of those.
You did?
One on each side.
That you can't hear, but the deer can.
You don't understand. Missouri, those roads are dark. Because I was back there this last week, and I'm just like, Steve could not drive. Because you have to drive with brights on here.
Yeah, I like to drive with brights on.
Dark. You know you can get a ticket for that?
For driving with brights?
Yeah. My brother said that one of his friends just got a ticket, and they were looking at the ticket, and they didn't get the ticket for it, but there's an area on it where you can... The officer can mark driving with high beams on.
I didn't know that. I mean,
I didn't either.
I thought you could, if you were just annoying with high beams.
Right.
You know, or you blinded somebody with them, that'd be different than just driving, because that's driving is what you need to see.
But you got to think if you're coming head on and you have your high beams on, it could blind someone enough that they can't see to drive, and then ding diddly ding.
So we need something from the automotive aisle that automatically shuts the lights down. You know, old Cadillacs were the first to do that. I don't know if you knew that. Cadillacs had a thing on the dashboard that when lights hit it, it would change your lights.
Oh.
And they also had a mirror. You know how some mirrors do night and day? You
uh-huh.
Night and day? It would automatically change from night and day.
Do they still
and
have that?
I don't know. But I always hated that. I didn't like the nighttime. I didn't like that little ghost light-looking thing because I could never tell exactly how far away the lights were.
So you don't ever switch your...
I never switch it.
Oh, see, I do, because the lights bother me. And it could be because I have blue eyes, and they're very light sensitive. Like, if a car is a little bit higher than my car and gets just close enough behind me that their lights are shining in my face, I am one of those people, my mirror on the side goes out. I can't see behind me anymore, but that is... It is obnoxious and distracting. And it hurts my head.
Huh.
Yeah, so that thing is very important to me.
I don't know if you've ever noticed in a lot of movies, if you're watching movies, they don't have a rear view mirror.
I never noticed that, no.
Watch a lot of times when they're driving in cars in movies, they've taken out the rear view mirror.
Why?
Because of the shot. Getting the...
Crazy.
I won't say they always do it, but I have noticed it in movies.
You're so observant. Mm-hmm. I am not.
Speaking of movies... The one we saw last night.
Can we talk about it yet?
Yes, because it opens tomorrow.
Okay.
Do we want to talk? Do you want to talk about it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Or you don't want to?
No, we can.
I'm confused.
I'm thinking. We saw a different movie. It just dawned on me. You didn't go see Two Guns.
No.
I did. I saw Two Guns.
It's like I'm always with you, though, isn't it?
It's like you're always with
me. I'm like that little angel on your shoulder that's like, I love you. Hi.
No, the movie that I saw
was Two Guns. Go for it.
And it's going to open tomorrow. Two Guns with Denzel Washington and Marky Mark, Wahlberg. Do you think he'll ever live that down?
No.
Never.
He'll always be. But talent-wise, people appreciate him more now.
Right. And he was very good in this movie. He actually is the comic relief and was very good. The movie, and I don't know why they call it Two Guns, because there's like 1,400 of them in the movie.
And that's why you went by yourself.
It is
that
like,
and I had a girls' night, yeah.
Right, but you actually offered to cancel girls' night, and I went, no, it's
I'm
a
like,
gun,
okay.
It's a gun movie, and you're like, okay, you go by yourself.
I'm going to go drink wine.
But I have to recommend the movie. I thought it was very, very good.
How many pillowcases?
I will give it 4 out of 5 pillowcases for the...
Wow.
Edward James Olmos is in it, the guy from Battlestar Galactica and other stuff, and he plays the bad guy. It's about it's sort of like a drug deal gone bad, which was a lot like the movie we saw last night, We're the
right.
Millers, and we can't really review that yet.
Not yet.
But it had kind of this drug deal thing to the whole.
Drugs are taking over the nation.
It sort of is.
Jesus is coming back soon.
Jesus is? So she said Jesus no. is coming back?
Yes, because the world's going all crazy.
Well, every time you talk to somebody about Colorado, where it's all about drugs.
It is.
Because my pal Jeremy, Radio Jeremy, the other day was talking about how we should start a T-shirt company.
There's a lot of T-shirt companies in Colorado.
I know. But he's like, we should come up with like a Colorado-based T-shirt company that specializes in Colorado stuff. And every idea that he and I bounced back and forth was all dope.
You got a dope T-shirt.
A Colorado dope T-shirt.
Yeah, and it's not in your closet.
No, it's
you're
in the hall.
You're not wearing it because your mother would kick your butt.
You know, like 303. No, our area code's now 420. You know, those kind of. Because everything about Colorado is, hey, you guys legalized dope, didn't you? Hey, you guys are...
That happened to us when we were in Texas this last weekend.
Talking about dope.
Yeah. I want to say it was like the bar manager. He kind of reminded me of Blake Shelton.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who I'm talking about? Okay. He was like, oh, you get to travel with Steve much? And I'm like, no. This is, you know, special weekend. And he's like, oh, yeah, you guys are from Colorado? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I really like Colorado now. And I was like, why?
Because they legalized dope.
He's like, well, you know... And I'm like, oh, I don't know, but,
It's all about the dope now.
Yep. There is no area code that is 420 in North America.
There isn't?
It's U.S. and Canada. The country code for the Czech Republic is 420.
So we could claim...
We could totally claim it.
Claim 420 as the new area code
right.
for Colorado.
I'm fast with my Googleness.
You are pretty fast. I didn't even realize you were doing that.
Yeah, because I want to be like, well, who gets that area code?
We do. I'm claiming it right now.
Come on. Who's our governor? Hickenlooper?
Oh, yeah. Or somebody, people have been calling him because they don't like him. Lickenpooper.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know. Some people are very unhappy with him.
Well, a lot of stuff has changed under him. The dope thing is kind of big. The gun thing. There's lots of stuff going on under him. But I'm not a big fan either.
Really?
I really don't like the state that I live in to be known for its marijuana. I don't partake, and maybe that's why. Maybe if I did partake, I would be like, yeah. But I'm...
You don't want to be known as the dope state?
No. Do you?
No.
Your mom probably worries herself to...
To death. Thinking we're just high
all
the time.
All the time.
Just hitting the pipe like crazy.
Yeah.
Let's open up a dope store.
No, I'm good.
We don't have to sell dope.
Do you know how many hooligans come around those
chips
stores?
Chips and food.
Sprinkled with dope.
We should open a convenience store
next
to the dope store.
Yes. That would be awesome.
The one-stop shop kind of.
Yes. Your dope answer. Your answer to dope. Your alternative to dope? I don't even know.
The movie we watched last night, We're the Millers. Can't review it yet, but it was in Colorado, and there was dope involved.
There was. We can't talk about it. Stop talking about
okay,
it.
Okay, not talking
you can give it away, because I did not, like, research that movie.
Well, that's kind of the way you have decided that you like to do movies now, is that you want to go in not knowing. Where I kind of like to know semi. You'll go in like, who's in this? Who's in it? What's it about?
Yep. Because I like that. I'm weird, I guess, right?
I was talking to a couple guys in the movie theater the other day. It's the guys that come in and review, mm-hmm. watch the stuff like us. And we were talking about how really good movies get passed over for The Lone Ranger and...
Mud.
Perfect example. That was one of the movies that came up in the conversation.
Nobody knows about
Francis Ha, one of the movies that you love. Is you could even tell your friends. We were talking about how you can tell your friends, you should go see Francis Ha. I've never heard of it. Well, right. I'm telling you, you should go see it.
That happened to me at work.
Did it?
Yeah, they've been going to see all those, like, Wolverine and all those, like, Hollywood...
Just bad Hollywood movies.
And I'm like, you know, the best movie this year so far has been Francis Ha. I haven't heard of it. I'm like, well, you should.
I'm just telling you about
There's lots of places to go check out, what movies are all about.
Why do you think people don't want to do... Is it the fear of they don't know, I might not like it?
It's so expensive.
Yeah, but if you get a recommendation from somebody that you trust and like, I think people just...
Someone told me Wolverine was awesome.
Who told you that?
A coworker of mine. Well, said that she really liked Wolverine.
Because of the great special effects, or...
It was a little over the top, she said, and I was like, all those movies are. She's like, yeah, I know. But am I going to go pay $20 to go see?
No.
No.
I didn't even sign up to go see the preview of Wolverine.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because I thought, what am I going to go see again? Blades come out. Mm-hmm. He fights somebody with his blades. And good triumph over
evil. I saw the last one.
Uh-huh.
Was it the last one where, like, the origins of Wolverine?
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that. Was it good?
I kind of liked it because it told the story of how he became what he is. But that's the girl in me wanting to know the story.
What's the story? Where'd he come from? Is he happy?
After, like, I understood the story, so halfway through, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're big TV people.
Mm-hmm.
I got good news.
What's the good news?
CBS renewed Under the Dome.
Yay! Now... Let's tell the people, we were laying watching the show the other night, and you go, you think they can keep this going?
How do they keep this?
What are they going to do? What are they going to do under the dome?
Because this town is trapped under this dome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's progressing pretty quickly, where, you know, like, the water supply has been questioned, food,
insulin. The riots this week, I thought they'd be further along before the actual riots.
Yeah, it's progressing fast. And it's like, what are they going to do? Are they going to become farmers and, like, grow their own stuff?
Now that there's rain, there could be an environment. So maybe that's part of what...
I don't know, but I'm interested. I'm loving this show.
Well, you know, Hollywood typically, and I've known this from my interaction in Hollywood and trying to sell stuff in mm-hmm. Hollywood, is they want to know, can you get 5 years out of it? That's their idea of, can you see this getting 5 years? Can you give us 5 years worth of storyline? Typically, they won't even greenlight a show unless they think it can make it to syndication. Because that's what it takes for syndication is 5 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting little fact for those like
so,
me.
Can you see 5 years worth of Under the Dome?
I think I could probably hold on for two. I'm really interested in it right now, but I'm scared that I'm going to get sick of it.
Well, I'm worried about Hawaii 5-0.
What? Random? What? Why?
Well, it's CBS shows and renewing, if you want to follow the bouncing ball there.
I've had a long
week. We were watching the other night, and they said, Hawaii 5-0, now on Friday nights. Well, they're moving it from Monday to Friday.
But who watches TV shows when they're actually on outside of Big Brother?
I don't know.
The DVR catches them.
Friday night shows aren't really big for people. Those are the nights that people are usually out.
Right.
And I'm wondering if CBS has decided, it's slipping. Should we just move it over here and let it slowly die? Or do they think it's strong enough that it will bring in a Friday night?
Have you looked at the ratings numbers to see?
Well, they said, one of the things I read about Hawaii 5-0, that it was skewing older demographics.
What do you mean by that?
That means it's getting older people watching it. It doesn't have the, we're 20-somethings and we love, modern family That's why they canceled CBS's Vegas. It wasn't the ratings. They weren't getting the age group the advertisers wanted.
Hmm. On IMDb, it has a 7.1 out of 10.
On ratings?
Hawaii 5.0.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they won't cancel that.
Oh, wait. That's the old Hawaii 5.0.
Ah! And they canceled that. Yeah, your Google skills aren't as
good. Yeah. But it says, like, this is as of May of this year, Hawaii 5.0 made a habit of beating Castle in the ratings.
Well, that's good, because Castle's big for ABC.
Yeah, I don't know what Castle is, but I've heard of it.
That's kind of like Murder, She Wrote.
I loved Jessica.
It's the guy is a writer, and he gets involved in crime. You know the one that I've kind of gotten involved in are sort of like, because of reruns, and I'm in hotel rooms, you start watching reruns, is The Mentalist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Do you ever watch that?
No. No.
And then I sort of got involved in because you leave the recorder going longer than the show, and I started watching.
It's only because they use an English accent.
Elementary.
I know. Elementary. I knew what you were going to say. It's only because they use an English accent.
No, it's not. It's not a bad detective show.
Hmm.
I know you think I only like stuff because they got an English accent.
Wow.
Well, you said that the other night when we were coming out of the movie theater, and I said, oh, I want to see this movie, World's End. You're like, oh, British actors.
I have something about Hawaii 5.0.
Okay, what you got?
So this is as of September 2012.
Uh-huh.
There's season 3. It says 1.8 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic with 8.6 million total viewers. The season averages that. So that sounds pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. But that's not what I just read the other day, so.
Hawaii 5.0 was down by astonishing 47%.
Down?
Down.
See, maybe they're moving it.
I
think they got too much into weird storylines with the mom and all that stuff.
Yeah, you said you were over the mom pretty quickly, weren't you?
Yeah, they tried to do these storylines instead of just each individual episode is like, we got to get Wofat. We got to get the criminal. Right. Now you're like, well, who's the Vietnam guy? Why is he going back there? Why is he?
Right.
Who's the mom and the spy? And why is the?
Which one's the girlfriend this week?
I know they've had. I didn't realize they had changed the girlfriend till just recently. But the dark haired girl. Remember, they brought in the girl, the blonde girl, who was on the team for a while. That was sort of the girlfriend.
Right.
And then she just randomly disappeared, or at least I missed that episode. And then all of a sudden, the brunette. Intel officer was
right.
Now sort of his girlfriend.
I don't know. He's pretty.
I know. You say that every time.
I'm sorry.
Who else did you say the other day was like, he's beautiful?
Joe Nichols.
Joe Nichols.
You have to admit that Joe Nichols like looks like he could be in Twilight. He is like perfect jaw, cheekbones. And you don't see it until you see him in person. Because I was never a huge Joe Nichols fan. And then he played like at the Grizzly Rose before I worked there. Uh-huh. And it was like a Valentine's Day show. And I'm like, oh, gotta go.
For those listening, it's Joe Nichols is a country singer who may not know who Joe Nichols. But if you're giving me the look like, what? How could someone not know who Joe Nichols is?
Broken Heartsville? Get it on YouTube.
But we ran into him in the airport in Dallas.
Yeah.
And you took a picture from the distance. You didn't even come over to say hi. I'm over there talking to Joe.
I don't want
to
be that girlfriend.
So you take a picture from a distance, and you put underneath the picture, and I see later, he's beautiful.
After I put Steve Knows Everyone. Anyway, so I didn't really think he was that cute because he's kind of got a weird-looking nose.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I saw him in person, he's just in these, his eyes sparkle.
And he's a really nice guy.
Okay.
No, he is.
He's married. I don't want to get to know him. He's married, and I'm in a happy relationship. I just think he's pretty. Is that bad for me to say?
No.
You like boobs.
What? Yeah, but I can't say that. You got all weirded out last night when I go, you think Jennifer Aniston makes a believable stripper? You must have.
As soon as she started stripping on screen, you started, like, grabbing my leg. I was like, whoa, that's awkward. That would be like if I were like staring at Joe Nichols, like squeezing your hand lovingly. I would never do that.
I think you're making all this up.
I was there. I like looked down at my leg. I was like, dear.
Well, maybe I was just letting you know.
This is okay.
This is okay.
I would be okay if you did this.
Yeah, if you wanted to strip on screen, I would be totally okay.
What?
I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
You know what I keep getting asked?
What's that?
Never mind.
What?
Never mind. I was trying to segue into a story, but I'm good.
You want to segue? We can segue. Look at this. Segue.
So people keep asking when we're going to get married.
Segue out.
Well, you sent me a story today about wedding trends.
Uh-huh.
And I found this to be quite interesting, because I don't think you'll ever get married if this is a trend in weddings.
This is about the cell phone-less weddings, right?
No cell phone ceremony. What do you think about that?
I think it's probably a bride being self-centered. I can't really figure out why you would want people to take pictures of your wedding and post them on Instagram and stuff like that. I didn't read that complete article because I knew that was more like, I was thinking it was something you might want for your other podcast, Two Girls. But I understand that women want to be the center, the focus, the wedding is us, and don't be texting and chatting or whatever.
It says there's two main reasons.
Okay.
The first one is they want their friends and family to concentrate on them. So you're right. And then the second is because couples are increasingly wary of wedding information leaking online before they've had a chance to view it. Like, they want to censor what...
This goes back to what I've talked about even on my stand-up routine the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see the picture? Let me see before you post it. Can I see it? Because what difference would it make if somebody took a picture at your wedding? What's going to leak out of you walking down the aisle?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand the concept of what they don't want out at their wedding.
We should tell Gary about this. He could be hired to, like, our friend Gary.
Who does security at the movies.
Yeah, because you can't take movies into screenings of...
Cell phones in.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You can't take cell phones into screenings of movies. And his job is to make sure that...
Gary is a badass when it comes to looking...
I was kind of intimidated by him until we got to know him, and now he seems like a really awesome guy, and as long as I follow his rules, we're cool.
Yeah, but when he's on the hunt for a cell phone
he
in the movie...
He looks like a dad, and you don't want to piss off dad.
Yeah. You can almost hear him going...
Mm-hmm. And did you hear him when he walked by last night? He's like, I'm so mean, or did he say I'm such an ass, or something?
Something like that.
And I was just like...
Because he was darting around that last night, if you noticed.
Well, that was a big movie. Like, mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston's involved. Yeah.
And we can't review it yet. We're the Millers.
And so if you're not a celebrity, I don't understand why you would ban cell phones.
I don't either. So what do you think of that? What's
your
opinion?
I think that's silly, unless you're a celebrity. I get that. You know, Angelina, Brad Pitt, if they ever decide to get married, I get it. Don't bring your cell phone.
Because they're going to sell their pictures for $1 million to People Magazine.
And they don't want people posting, you know, and paparazzi being like, oh my gosh, they're getting married right here, right now, let's go, oh my gosh. And then they're swarmed.
But if Bob and Laura are getting married, whoever Bob and Laura, I'm just pulling names
out of my ass. Is that the Doles?
Huh?
Is that Bob Dole? No, that's Bob Dole and Laura Bush. Ooh.
Okay, whoever is getting married, why would they, you know, if they're walking in the park with their family, I don't understand the concept. This is just something to be in the news. This is just something where they're looking to, something new for a wedding. We need an article for a wedding magazine. No cell phones. Great, write it up.
You're not a fan of weddings, are you?
Not really.
It seems like you're constantly scheduled. I don't get invited to a lot of weddings, but you are constantly scheduling to be out of town during weddings. My friend Corey and Ashley, they're getting married on the 24th.
And I'm out of town.
You're in Vegas, so I'm going solo.
Good.
Who sends their girlfriend to a wedding solo? That's like the time to get all lovey-dovey, because you, oh, they're so in love, and then you come home, and oh, we're so in love.
And then a fight breaks out about why aren't we, blah, 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 and then next thing you know, you're packing a suitcase, and I'm slamming a door, and say, oh, don't ever come back, I don't care, you know. What?
I don't like that picture you just painted. Wow. I just envisioned that happening. I never wanted to envision that happening. Great. So if I wake up crying tonight because I'm having a bad dream, it's all your fault and I'm waking you up.
Okay. Well, we're at 45 minutes. Oh, we should probably go ahead and wrap this up with fight talk.
I was exhausted and I'm like, I don't really want to do this.
And then you had fun doing the podcast.
Yeah, I always have fun hanging out with you.
I know.
Even though it's all the time.
All the time. Well, Pooh Bear's back in my lap to say bye.
And butterflies bye, in my lap. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. We appreciate
it. We have a contest coming up.
Oh, we do have a contest coming up. Well, I'm going to tell you this now. It's for the movie's called You're Next.
You're Next.
You're Next.
It's a scary movie.
It's a scary movie. And
look for some details on the contest.
We're
going
to have a contest of involving props from the movie. The kind of props. And according to the studios, I might have something to give away.
Maybe.
Yeah,
might?
Right.
Oh.
No, we will.
Oh, okay.
I'm hitting at it. So,
sorry.
Yeah. So listen for sure. Next week, for sure, we will have more details about
And it'll be early next week. We're going to have to record pretty early. Yeah. Maybe after Two Girls.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, guys. We appreciate it. We'll see you later. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Hey. It's Steve. I just want to say thanks for tuning in and downloading whatever you do to our podcast. We do appreciate it. You know, you can listen on Stitcher, or iTunes, Podbean, Podbay. There's all these places to listen. And we got an email the other day from Podbean, who hosts our podcast. And we're almost out of bandwidth. And now Janet hates to do this. That's why I'm doing it after we recorded and she's left. So if you've made it this far, you know, you're probably a fan, and we appreciate that. So we need help keeping the podcast alive. We're going to have to buy more bandwidth to keep the show going, because we don't want to have to delete old shows, because you tell your friends about it and you share it. And if you look back on we find that more people are listening to older shows. I guess they collect, they add up. So we don't really want to delete. We just need more space, more hard drive stuff. So if you can donate to keep the show alive, we'd appreciate that. There's go to podbean.com. When you go to Wrinkled Sheets at podbean.com, there's a little donate button there on the right-hand side. And donate whatever you can to keep the show alive. We appreciate it. I know it sounds like we're one of those PBS churchy stations, but hey, we are listener-sponsored. If you like the show, help keep us alive. All right, thanks. What else can I? Oh, check out all our friends that do support us and give us products. Sometimes they give away Perky Jerky, Pop Chips, Hangover Joe's. Been talking to them about doing some stuff with Hangover Joe's. So check them out. Support the guys. See ya.